Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I have a free gift for you, a list of high ticket dropshipping niches. Go check out ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. It is a free list and those niches are definitely very profitable. So you can start a high ticket dropshipping store in just about any one of those and become very successful. My best tip for a niche selection is don't focus on a passion, focus on profitability. And speaking of which, if you're new to high-ticket dropshipping and you want to figure out how to build a profitable high-ticket dropshipping business, go check out my free mini course. It's called High-Ticket Dropshipping Secrets. It's a 9-day mini course where I go over everything you need to know before you get started with high-ticket dropshipping. So go check it out at freedropshipcourse.com or just go to ecommerceparadise.com and click the link on the homepage for the High Ticket Dropshipping Secrets course. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. This episode is going to be extra special today because I have a great announcement to make. With our new store, we just finished off the month at $18,500 in sales. So I'm really excited about telling you guys how we did it. It was a really, really, really cool startup phase, and I was just so happy that this month we did so well. This is actually the store that I'm using as a case study in my high ticket dropshipping masterclass. So if you guys are interested in starting and want to get a full step-by-step tutorial course to take you from start to finish, I'm not talking like overview videos and, you know, this is what to do. I'm talking actually taking you through the trenches, through the rough work, watching me build a real case study store. That's the course to get into, and it's definitely one of the best out there. So with that said, this is how to start a business, a high-ticket dropshipping online business, e-commerce store, and make close to $20,000 your first month in revenue. Most people don't get anywhere near that, but they, of course, don't have the experience that I have, which is totally fine. The cool thing about having experience is you get to know what works and what doesn't. And you also get to know what investments are worth making and what investments aren't. And it's really key because in the very, very, very beginning, you're always thinking to yourself, oh, I don't want to spend this extra bit of money, you know, and that can be detrimental to your business. You know, if you want to cheap out on little things like, you know, trust seals and reviews widgets and stuff like that, that can have a big effect on the trustability of your store and thus your conversion rate, right? Another thing that is a big factor and can be a big factor is, of course, niche selection. And, you know, how many people are actually searching for these products, right? Average price point. You know, what is the average price point for the products? And, you know, brand loyalty, brand recognition, and just in general, product quality and brand quality for that matter. It really does matter because people don't want to buy cheap stuff, right? If they're going to spend $1,000, $2,000 on a product, they want it to be a nice product. So the brand has to do a good job of product quality. And so you've got to really double check before you go into a niche. You got to look around for reviews, especially on marketplace sites where you know that they keep those one-star reviews up even if they get them, right? If you check reviews on niche sites, a lot of times you'll find that they only post the 5-star reviews. They take down the reviews. So be careful with that. But definitely check that before you go into the niche. You want to be in a niche with quality suppliers and quality products. All right. And so before you ever launch paid traffic to your store, it's really important that you make your store look like a super professional website. You've got to be as good, if not better, than the competition, or else you're just not going to make sales. I see a lot of people launching these stores, and they have a logo that's kind of crappy, you know? And yeah, you might not be the best logo designer in the world, and that's why you shouldn't be designing logos yourself. If you try to cheap out and try to make a free logo on your store because you're going to save $5 or $10, it's not going to work out too well for you. Go on Fiverr, get a logo made for like $7 or $10, right? And, you know, give them a good example and get a nice enough logo made that's professional. It's got a nice icon on it. It's got some nice colors going on there, you know? Make something that people are going to recognize and then put it on your site in very recognizable places where it really matters because brand recognition is important and it helps build your trustability. A logo is a big part of your branding and you have to put enough effort into that, enough money to make it worthwhile. Now, the very first logo you get for your store, it might be good enough and then maybe 6 months later, you know, you're making lots of money, why not go out and redesign your logo? Spend $300 this time. Go to 99 Designs or something and get it done really, really good and super professional. And then, you know, all you have to do is change it on your website, your emails, your social media, and that's about it. You know, you're just online. It's not like you have a bunch of physical merchandise you have to change your logo on or anything. It's all digital, right? It's pretty much free to just go and switch things around. So do it. It makes sense. You know, if your brand is growing, you have profits, reinvest those profits back into your business. But we're not on that. We're talking about how to start a business and make $20,000 your first month, not how to grow it. So I'm going to keep on that. It's really important, guys. Don't cheap out on a phone number. A lot of people I find cheaping out and they use like a local phone number and stuff like that. You might save $30 a month, but hey, if you don't have an 800 number, you're just not as professional of a website, okay? And that definitely depends on your niche for sure. If your niche doesn't have a whole ton of competition and other stores having local phone numbers, it might not be that big of a deal, but honestly, it just doesn't put out as professional of a vibe when you have a, you know, 539 number or something. I don't know, some random zip code, you know, 800 something else, right? That's what works. Okay. So get a professional phone number. I recommend Grasshopper. That's what I use and recommend. You can find all of my recommended resources for every single one of these and things for your website at ecommerceparadise.com/resources. And those are my referral links. So by using those links to purchase them, you're helping me in my podcast. And so I can bring you more awesome content for free, guys, because I do this every day now. And I'm really excited because I love helping entrepreneurs. But what I find is that a lot of entrepreneurs are holding themselves back from being successful. It's the fear of spending a little bit of money because you think that it's going to go down the drain, when in fact, if you don't spend that money, you're not going to make the profit. So yes, if you don't spend the money, then the money you are spending is going to go down the drain. Spend a little bit of extra money and the money will not go down the drain. Give you some more resources right from my resources page. One of them is the trust seal that I use and recommend now over anything else is TrustGuard. So the reason I use TrustGuard and like it so much is because it's like moving. They have a little moving version of it. And that's not just that, but it's also clickable. So you click it and it opens. I used to use McAfee, and McAfee changed their logo. And I don't know why or what they thought about, but it killed their brand recognition. McAfee is okay, but it's on the cheaper end of it. TrustGuard costs a little bit more, but it's way better. They even have these little square logos that say security scan, privacy verified, business verified. And it just looks really good and really trustworthy. And it's solid. It's funny, but these are the TrustGuard, the owners behind TrustGuard actually created this software called Shopper Approved, which I also use and recommend for getting reviews on your website and driving social proof and trust for your brand. Shopper Approved is really good, and I started using them not too long ago. And I love them because you can click the reviews widget, pop it up, and it's a third-party review company. They even have a thing where they'll email your customers and ask them to send video reviews and post them to YouTube automatically for you, which is freaking amazing. So Shopper Approved is awesome. I have a referral link if you think about signing up for them. It's ecommerceparadise.com/shopperapproved. Similar thing for TrustGuard, ecommerceparadise.com/TrustGuard. Again, everything on the resources page, guys. I have tons of stuff in there. Check it out. Another thing I use on every single website that, yeah, it costs some money every month, but it's worth it, is Norton Shopping Guarantee. And guys, each of these tools costs over $50 a month. So yes, I'm spending hundreds of dollars per month optimizing the living crap out of my websites, but that makes me convert. It makes me get sales. If you don't do this, you won't get sales. And it's so funny because people will hear this over and over again, and they're still going to try to cheap out in the beginning. It's not until you go through the trials and tribulations and you learn the hard way that you actually realize this stuff is necessary. And if you don't do it, you just won't get as many sales, bottom line. So learn the easy way or learn the hard way. It's up to you. But it's really important also that you have some content on your website that really talks about your unique selling proposition. You know, people are always going to go to a niche site they haven't heard of before because they found it in the ads. Because hopefully you're advertising in the ads. It's where you should be doing. If you're not trying to do advertising through Google ads or Facebook ads, then something's wrong with your business plan. Okay, that's where the sales are made these days, specifically Google Shopping. Anyways, so they land on your website and they're wondering, why the heck should I buy from this store? You know, there's other big stores, Amazon, there's eBay, there's Wayfair, whatever. Why should I buy from this little dinky store? Well, if you have a nice logo and you got all these trust seals, that right there, you know, and a phone number, 800 number, that right there is going to build trust right off the bat with them. And that should all be in the header of your website, by the way. Just think of your website as a selling tool, as a salesman for instance. You know, when somebody lands and talks to your salesman, what's the first thing that they're thinking? Is this website trustworthy? Are these people friendly? Do I like this website? Do I like these people? Is it a trustworthy company, right? They might go to your About Us page and all this stuff. But you've got to talk about why they should buy from you, and you have to have your unique selling propositions. And it's really simple with high-ticket dropshipping. There's a lot of things you can work into your offer that other websites don't necessarily talk too much about, right? Certain things like free shipping, fast delivery, white glove delivery available, no sales tax, satisfaction guarantee, secure checkout, hassle-free returns, product quality guarantees, low pricing, coupons, and free gifts. And then buying guides, of course, you want to educate your buyers. You want to say that there's financing available. That's really important. And you want to have a really good story. You know, having an About Us page isn't just about saying, oh yeah, we started a website and that was it. Like, have a really compelling story, you know? And if it's not about you, make it about your target customer. Make it about, like, a successful customer in your niche and tell their story. But if it's about you, it's even better. And I always put a Meet the Founders section in my stores because that's really important. I think, honestly, in e-commerce, you have to tell a story. And you have to tell a story really, really good. And you have to make it a part of every marketing message you send your customers. And also have a voice. Establish a unique voice. I know some marketers that are really, really good at this, and it's kind of fun to read their messages because you can almost hear them talking when you read their messages. And that's because they've established a voice and they write in that voice. And that's key. So understand how key it is to write in the voice that you've established as your brand image, as your hero, per se. So if you're the hero, great. If you're not, then establish somebody else as your hero and create a voice and create that in all your marketing messages. Next thing to understand, guys, is when you're building out one of these businesses, you have to focus every ounce of energy you have on the product page, okay? If you're sending traffic to your product pages from product keyword queries, which is what you should be doing if you're doing it right, then you have to optimize the crap out of your product pages. So everything that I just talked about should be on your product page, and it should be there over and over and over again. I'm not saying that because you know, just because I want to overemphasize stuff. I'm saying that because it's true. Repetition is key in human psychology, okay? You know, for instance, it takes up to 7 marketing messages and touches before a person is going to trust you and want to do business with you. So you've got to be able to be set up so that you can reach them in the ads and then reach them in Facebook and then reach them in the email, right? And then when they land back on your website, you want to have repetition in place. You want to be repeating your unique value proposition. You want to repeat the fact that you're a trustworthy store. You want to repeat the fact that you have social proof. You want to repeat your deal over and over and over again. You repeat the fact you have a sale going on, and that if they don't buy right now, that it's going to end soon, right? There's all these things, and a lot of people look at it and they're like, oh, this is deceptive advertising. No, it's not. It's just sales, okay? And sales means trying to convince somebody to make a decision, and it's a really simple process, but you have to respect the funnel. You have to find where somebody is in the funnel at that moment in the buying stage, right? Which is why we drive targeted traffic. People that are typing in keywords that are related to actual products like SKU numbers and stuff, we know the stage in the funnel that they're at is at the very bottom. They're searching around for options to buy, right? They're looking at different stores. Who's got the best deal? Who's the most trustworthy? Who's got the best returns policy? Who's got the fastest shipping? That kind of stuff, right? So that's the traffic we like the most because we know they're in the bottom of the funnel and we can close them on the sale. We have all these different features on our website to close sales, and that's key, right? Understanding the buyer funnel is important. Now, the reason why I don't bid very high on generic keyword traffic is because Google Shopping, I'm sending them to product pages with generic traffic. It's not going to convert that well unless it's a low dollar offer, usually, generally speaking. Sometimes there's exceptions, but most of the time that's the way it is. With that being said, there are great ways to steer generic traffic on your website. You can create funnels. You can create buying guides. You can create collections with buying guides that rank in the organics. You can create search text ads that go to squeeze pages that offer buying guides and then send them a series of emails that pitch them your different brands and products. And when they click through, then they'll land on a product page, get retargeted, and then they'll land in the abandoned cart sequence eventually, and then you'll close them on a sale. That's how that works. So it's really important to understand the funnel. There's many different ways you can do to target different bits of traffic, different people in the buying stage, but it's really cool to start off in the bottom of the funnel and then from there scale up into the middle of the funnel and the top of the funnel. And if you do that correctly, then for the most part, you're going to make lots of sales your first month. And that's how we do it, guys. We start at the bottom of the funnel. We optimize for the bottom of the funnel. And you don't, you know, honestly, you're making this much money per month. And we're, you know, we're planning on doubling the next 3 months in a row until we get to 100,000. And we're probably going to keep growing from there per month, right? That's the goal. But the key is that you have to be optimizing for every stage of the funnel eventually. So build out the bottom of the funnel for as many product products as you possibly can, and then start building out your categories. And it's always better to go deep and then go wide. It's not so good to go wide and then go deep. You want to fill out every category with at least like 3 to 5 suppliers at the minimum, because when one product runs out, you want to be able to have another supplier to go, you know, and say, hey, you know, is this product in stock? And customer, you ask them if they would be willing to switch to that, okay? So with that being said, if you're going to start with a niche like a massage chair, build out all of your massage chairs first, and then go wider into something related to massage chairs. Don't start a site with one massage chair supplier or two and then go into like massage tables right after that, okay? Because you're going to get burnt out, because you're not going to get as many sales, because you're not optimizing for that one product category at first, right? You've got to optimize deep and then go wide. Take an example like Amazon. Amazon started with books, and they really optimized for the book category as much as they could before they went into other categories. They tried music. That wasn't as great, but they still did really well in it. But then they went into all these other categories, and they went really deep in one, and then they went into the next. So just optimize for one category at a time. It's really good. And that's kind of what we're working on, guys. And then there's the customer service issue. So it's really important that you have, in the very beginning, somebody picking up the phone and answering sales questions and taking orders, right? It's really important. Depends on the niche. A lot of niches are pretty passive, but a lot of niches aren't. Especially if you're dealing in the senior citizen market, you're going to be taking phone calls constantly. So whether it's you or somebody else, somebody's got to answer that phone, right? Don't have a phone number on your site and then nobody's answering it. It's really bad and you're not going to make sales. Your conversion rate's going to be low and they're going to call the competition and place the order with them. So make sure somebody's answering the phone. If you can't answer the phone for some reason, maybe you work a job or you're traveling all the time, you're like us and you're in Thailand and calls come in the middle of the night, well, hire a call answering service at first, okay? That's one great way that's not too expensive, and they'll take calls for you, and you just provide them some scripts, you know, to say, and they'll even place orders on your website for the customer if the customer wants to buy. Now, is it the most optimized thing? Not necessarily, because they might not know the products inside and out, especially if it's a weird product. So they might still need to refer the caller to you. And if they can't, then you know, you might lose the sale because that caller will be kind of irritated and just go to another website that will answer the phone. But still, it's still better than nothing, okay? So a call answering service is great. We use Pat Live on our store, and Pat Live does a great job. You can check out Pat Live on the resources page or ecommerceparadise.com/PatLive. And they do a good job because they answer the calls and they basically have scripts. We give them a script on how to handle any basic sales question, and then they go to the product page to answer product-based questions. And if they have any questions about policies, they just go to any one of the policy tabs on the product page: shipping, return, price guarantee, low price guarantee. You know, if they ask, well, who are you and what's the company all about, there's a why buy from us tab, and then there's a financing tab. So it's all really simple, laid out really simply there for them. And Pat Live does a great job. I think it starts around a couple hundred bucks a month and goes up from there depending on how many minutes you use. But it's great, right? And it's a very quick and easy way to outsource your initial sales calls. It's not going to be a way to outsource your customer service. They don't do that for you, but they do call answering. So that's a good start. But once you are at that point where you're profitable, you should outsource to a virtual assistant. However, it's a longer training process. You've got to onboard them. You've got to train them. You've got to create processes. You've got to create video trainings for your website and how it works. Yes, it's time intensive. But once you get that training done, once you get them onboarded, you will finally be able to take a vacation if you want to. Okay, that person will be able to do the work for you, answer the customer emails, phone calls, live chats, whatever, and move forward from there. So it's really important that you look forward to that. But in the first month, get that call answering service if you're not going to be around to get calls. And if you are, then great, answer the calls. You know, it's no better way to get to know your target market than to take calls from your actual customers or potential customers, because they'll tell you everything about their needs in their life, especially senior citizens. They'll talk to you all day long if you don't mind talking to them. And yeah, I love senior citizens. I really do. And they're cool people. So at any rate, it's really important that you guys understand that all this stuff matters. Every little thing matters. We've been through so much split testing over the last 2 or 3 years to determine what works, what doesn't, and how to really design good landing pages, how to really design good sales pages, how good copywriting actually works, right? I've watched just endless amounts of training on YouTube. I've been to conferences. I've listened to podcasts. I've read books. So literally, I've been through hours and endless hours of training. I work 7 days a week. I build all sorts of things out right now. I'm building multiple businesses, and I'm applying what I'm learning to my other businesses to high-ticket dropshipping, and I'm teaching students constantly. I'm actually building out full e-commerce stores for customers now. I have a turnkey business package. I just had to raise the price on it because I got 3 customers now, so I can't do anything else until those 3 stores are done. So I doubled the price up to $20,000 on that turnkey package, but that's where I literally build you out a fully optimized store that will be doing this much in sales its first month, because I know how to do this like clockwork now. It's really simple for me, whereas for everybody else, it would take them the same amount of time or longer than it took me to figure this stuff out, which was probably altogether about a decade. So if you want to skip past that decade and get a profitable business right away, you can buy my turnkey business package, but the price is up, so I'm gonna have to pay a little more now. But regardless of that, you can still get into my masterclass at a pretty affordable price and learn everything from me there. So if you're interested, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. But yeah, guys, if you want to learn more about how to get your website super profitable in the first month, I think I'll drop one last tip, and that is make sure you set up your email marketing, because email is literally the number one sales increaser, conversion rate optimization increaser. When people get emails from you, it's directly in the most private place in their life, which is their email inbox, and you will convert more sales that way. I've already dropped tons of other tips, and I'm not going to go in more depth, but I think I pretty much covered it all. I want to end this podcast with a quote. I think it's really cool, and I think it really does come down to this. The quote is by Brian Chesky, the co-founder of Airbnb. If we tried to think of a good idea, we wouldn't have been able to think of a good idea. You just have to find the solution for a problem in your own life. I think that's interesting. If you think of Airbnb, what are they doing? You know, they're allowing people to rent out their places and make money, and they're allowing people that want to find a, you know, a rent a place somewhere to find actually a home instead of just having to go to a hotel. And oftentimes they're cheaper, and oftentimes they're more expensive, but they're a cooler experience. And Airbnb has grown so much. So if you guys can think of it that way, high-ticket dropshipping is all about solving problems, right? And if you have a problem in your own life that you think could be solved by a product, and you just get like this light bulb idea for a niche, find out if it's profitable first. If it's actually profitable, go for it. But the key is also just understanding how to solve a problem. And so when you look at a product, try to think to yourself, how does that product solve a problem or scratch an itch or fulfill a desire? And when you write out your product pages, your sales pages, make sure you're talking about how it's solving that problem, how it's scratching that itch, how it's fulfilling the desire, and get down to the core human desires in life. Like, talk about running away from fear and pain, and also talk about going towards benefits, going towards a better life, going towards whatever the solution they're looking for. But start with the pain and fear part and running away from that and getting away from that, because that is often a much stronger emotional response than going towards feeling better, is going away from pain. And that's something I learned from Russell Brunson and .com Secrets. I'm sure many other people have taught that before, but if you're interested in learning more about copywriting, I would definitely check out Expert Secrets. That's his book that he wrote after .com Secrets. .com Secrets is kind of like the science of sales funnel building, whereas Expert Secrets is kind of the art of what to say and how to do copywriting, and how to do sales presentations and videos and stuff like that. So check out those 2 books. I highly recommend those. Links are in my resources page for those books as well. All right, guys, tons of great stuff in this episode. Again, we did almost $20,000 this month, our first month in sales on our case study dropship store for the course. If you guys want to learn more about the course, go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And if you're interested in a turnkey business, definitely get in touch with me and I can walk you through the process and what it looks like and how I can get you a super profitable high-ticket dropshipping store your first month. See you in the next episode.